Support for WSJ Podcasts comes from Facebook. 3 months from now, 45% of the small businesses we love may not survive. Like the Russian and Turkish baths in New York's East Village. It's a place full of characters, young and old. Some that could have been written by Dostoevsky. It's where you can eat Siberian dumplings and get whacked with oak leaves. It's where buying small means buying into something much bigger. If you need help or can offer it, visit facebook.com/supportsmallbusiness. This message is brought to you by Facebook.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, September 11th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The unemployment rate has come down from its recent record high, but millions of Americans are still looking for work. You might think that means this is no longer a job seeker's market. Well, think again.
The positions in which they're recruiting for are mission critical. If you're in an economic downturn and your company's really been hit hard and not one of the industries that is growing during this pandemic, if you're hiring, that means that you need this person.
Paul McDonald of the Robert Half Staffing Agency will discuss the latest trends in hiring, pay, and benefits during the pandemic. That's after the break.
Support for WSJ Podcasts comes from Facebook. 3 months from now, 45% of the small businesses we love may not survive. Places like Cape and Cowell in Oakland, California. It's where locals let their geek flags fly, where everyone feels part of the club, and where the community is served through charities, food drives, and events that bring people together. It's proof that when you buy small, you buy into something bigger. If you need help or can offer it, visit facebook.com/supportsmallbusiness. This message is brought to you by Facebook.
Before the pandemic, back when the unemployment rate was at a 50-year low, employers were paying high salaries to keep workers from being lured away by competitors. Fast forward to now, when millions are out of work and vying to be the next new hire, and surprisingly, many workers are finding they still have the upper hand. Let's bring in Paul McDonald, Senior Executive Director of the Robert Half Staffing Firm, to explain. You know, Paul, given the way the labor market has been decimated by the pandemic, the last thing I thought I would be talking to you about is employee leverage.
It's very interesting. We're on the eve of launching all of our research as it relates to the salary guides for 2021. And part of that research and questionnaire was, you know, how likely are you as a senior manager to negotiate pay with new hires? And we were quite surprised that about, you know, 72% of the companies said they were willing and looking forward to negotiating for pay. It kind of flies in the face of what's going on with the pandemic, but I think it also, when you peel back the covers a bit, you look at hard-to-find people are still in demand. And many of the people that we're representing and many of the senior managers we're talking to are CFOs, CIOs, C-suite executives. And they've been looking pre-pandemic for instance, a cybersecurity expert or a data scientist or a data analyst. Those people are still in high demand. And I believe what it's telling us is that while, yes, it's been a real tough go with furloughs, layoffs, and salary freezes, those high demand positions still are garnering compensation increases, number one. But number two, I think maybe first offer might be lower than it was before, and now because of the pandemic, and now they're, you know, we're starting to see a little bit of daylight. We're not out of the woods yet, but there is some demand issues that are still coming forward in the research.
Now, Robert Half conducted a survey of senior managers from early July to early August, and you found this is becoming a job market for new hires?
It was really interesting to see that 72% of the companies have maintained or upped pay for new hires since the pandemic. And it kind of surprised me, but then I looked at it and said, okay, the positions in which they're recruiting for are mission critical. If you're in an economic downturn and your company's really been hit hard and not one of the industries that is growing during this pandemic, if you're hiring, that means that you need this person. So, and that means that you're not the only person that needs this new hire. Therefore, maintaining the salaries or even upping the salaries in order to attract that talent is in place. And that's what the survey data says. Now, there's another thing here, too, that we're finding that the geographic boundaries have been dropped for many critical positions. Remote work is now work from home is used to be an optional, a nice to have benefit. It's now mandatory in most states. So as a result, if you needed a cybersecurity expert before and you were requiring that person to be geographically close to where your office is, now that person could be in Nebraska, for instance, and you know you're in New York City and that person is in high demand as a result. And they know that. So it's upping the salaries for that type of position.
So managers also have concerns about their employees who were not let go or furloughed, you know, ones that are still on staff. Tell me about that.
Senior managers are very concerned because pay cuts, salary freezes, and furloughs, in addition to layoffs, have really hit the employee base hard, the existing employee, the remaining individuals. So the senior managers and all executives that I speak to are looking at this as a real opportunity to stay communicating with their employee base, because this has really rocked to the core of the organization, these aforementioned events. 88% of senior managers that we polled are worried about losing top talent. And if you think about everything that we've been through in the past 5 to 6 months, you know, economic downturn, revenues decreasing at companies, companies having to match expenses with the falling revenues, therefore furloughs, layoffs, all these unfortunate events. The people that are remaining have been through a lot. And the senior managers are telling us that we, you know, 88% of them said, well, I'm worried that as things start to get better, they may be looking. Now, the indicator that confidence is increasing is in the quits rate, you know, showing employee confidence and looking for new positions. So retention strategies, retention worries are really at the forefront of most managers' minds.
So what are they doing for those workers?
The companies that are implementing best practices and the companies that are best in class are looking at non-monetary benefits as a way to hang on to individuals as they've gone through, you know, these really tough economic times, encouraging employees to be constant learners, continuous learners. You know, LinkedIn offers free courses. Additionally, they've been employee assistance programs have really been emphasized. So well-being, you know, how to take care of yourself. Making sure that the employees are, you know, getting out away from the computer. Because interesting fact, we've been seeing more employees work harder with no commute time, either side of their day. You know, the breaks for lunch and break during the day is just, you know, walking across the apartment or walking across the hall to the refrigerator is really interesting. So a lot of encouragement from the human resources department, development departments within organizations have really been stressed. So non-monetary benefits have really been stressed. But it really comes down to, you know, making sure culture has been reinforced during this pandemic. Leaders of at all levels are communicating often and frequently in a very upfront and frank manner, delivering good news, but also delivering the bad news in a straightforward fashion, and then creating vision on how they are charting the path forward. Town halls for all employees, department meetings on a regular basis through video chats, and then one-on-ones on a more frequent basis to just check in on people in a caring, empathetic way. That word empathy has really come forward in almost all best practices communications. And I'd have to say that it's really worked in terms of how to increase retention, how to keep people focused and engaged during this very difficult time.
Now let's go back to new hires for a moment and the interview process. Many probably haven't had an interview for a job in a long time. What have you learned is the trend now as to when salary is on the table for discussion?
Salary is a discussion point even in the first interview today. You wouldn't think that, but as we've done numerous studies over the past few years, and each time we do the study, it seems as though people are more comfortable speaking about compensation earlier in the interview process. So as an employer or an employee, be prepared to have an open discussion best you can from the get-go. Could be now it's, you know, first phone call or first video interview that you have. It could be the second meeting, but it helps in a number of fashions. It cuts to the chase. It helps people understand, is this the right role for me? The company knows, are the salary expectations out of whack with what I can offer? And it's part of a negotiation, but remember, negotiation starts after you get a job offer as a candidate. A conversation about conversation doesn't mean it's a negotiation, okay? So just a word to the wise there, because I've seen too many candidates early on start to negotiate a compensation package even before they have an offer.
So how can somebody looking for work prepare themselves for that conversation?
Well, first of all, know the geographic market that you're looking at and the company and do your research. Secondly, look at something like our Robert Half salary guides. You know, there's 470 positions that you can look at in our guides, and that will give you a good handle. So you got the geography, you've got the salary guide, and then look at online resources for like positions. The thing that I find too is be intellectually honest with yourself in preparing yourself. What are my skill sets? What are my hard skills, technical skills? Do I have the experience necessary? Am I doing objective research in order to prepare myself? And then look at the match that you have with the job opening, best you can. It gives you a ballpark, gives you a range. And our guide actually helps you with that, honing in on that, both from a geography standpoint, but also from a certification and advanced degree standpoint. There's the salary calculator that we have at roberthalf.com is extremely valuable.
All right, that's Paul McDonald, Senior Executive Director of the Robert Half Staffing Firm. Paul, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.